Adopted. Carla, please read item 180.
Amend Civil Rights Code to add non-religion, such as atheism, agnosticism, and non-belief, to the definition of religion.
This is a second reading. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz.
Well, thanks again to Cheryl Colby, the president of Freedom From Religion, Portland Area Chapter, for bringing to my attention the issue of lack of clarity in our civil rights code to ensure protections against discrimination based on non-religion. Your advocacy has helped us to this moment, and thank you. It's nice to see you here today. I also thank Kimberly McCullough, Policy Director for American Civil Liberties Union of Oregon, the Human Rights Commission, City Attorney's Office, the Office of Equity and Human Rights, the City Equity Managers, my former staff at Goldan Salazar, and my current staff as Cynthia Castro and Claire Adamsick. The proposed changes to our city civil rights code may seem like a minor tweak, but they are significant for the many, many Portlanders who identify as non-religious. This has become abundantly clear to me through the community testimony I've received. And I would have to say, remarkably, I have not received one email against this proposal. And I think that that speaks to the welcoming and inclusive nature of our sanctuary city. And I apologize to anybody who has emailed me, and I didn't notice it, but I've been looking, and it's been remarkable how much community input has been supportive of what we're doing. By passing, it kind of affirms, well, it very much affirms my belief in Portlanders as fair and welcoming people who acknowledge civil rights for everybody. By passing this ordinance, we're sending a message that we value non-believers and affirm that protections of our civil rights code extend to them. With this declaration, perhaps more non-believers will feel less fearful of being themselves in the open. We're fortunate that the existing Oregon courts have recognized the inclusion of non-religion in the protected class of religion. We must have greater certainty that this will consistently be the case in the city of Portland. I'm very grateful to my colleagues for considering this, and in particular to Mayor Wheeler, who has been very supportive and who said at the hearing that he was sorry that we put this over so that I could vote for it when he was not going to be here. So thanks to Mayor Wheeler for his leadership. To the best of our knowledge, Portland will become only the second American city to pass this legislation after Madison, Wisconsin, and I hope others will join us. And finally, I'm particularly grateful to my father-in-law, Edward Fritz, who is a colonel in the Salvation Army. I asked him what his opinion of this is, and he said, "Your ordinance is an amplification of our constitutional rights in this country, rights that at times have been denied or ignored. Religious belief or lack of it is never grounds for the denial of our constitutional and legal rights barring discrimination. While we are free to choose what we believe, we are not free to use our beliefs to violate the rights of others guaranteed by the law of the land." So thank you, Colonels Edward and Emily, watching at Cherrywood Village, and I'm happy to vote aye.
Fish.
Commissioner Frisch, thank you for bringing this forward and for making such a compelling case, and today I'm pleased to join you in voting aye.
Hardesty.
Aye.
Aye.
Udaly.
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. I missed the first reading of this, so I'm happy to be here for the vote. This seems especially fitting, given that Oregon is a state with among states with the lowest rate of religious adherence. I myself would identify as an agnostic, and while I respect all religions, I reject intolerance towards towards everyone, so I'm happy to vote aye. Thank you. The ordinance is adopted.